We left off last time. We've been in the middle of discussing this week whether certain utensils cook. So we said a kli rishon is mevashel. A kli rishon shelo gabe eish is mevashel. Iroi kli rishon is a machokes, and we probably assume it's mevashel at least kadei klipa. And kli sheni, though, which is where we're up to, we said kli sheni yenu mevashel. If I would take something from the original pot and I would pour it into a second pot, even if it's very hot, even if it is more than Yad Soledespo, it is, you cannot cook in it. You can put whatever you want in on Shabbos, it's not a problem. That sounds great until the Mishnah introduces us to three minor exceptions. Spanish mackerel and the like, which doesn't really sound like a real big exception, but by the time we ended the shiur last 2 days ago, we realized that everything in the world is actually Spanish mackerel. That at the end of the day, almost pretty much anything we had to be concerned was what's called kalei habishul, and therefore nothing could be put into a kli sheni. And therefore, we had left off at the Mishnah Berurah saying because of this chumrah, that we are concerned about this, at the end of the day, to make tea is something very difficult on Shabbos. What you have to do if you really want to make tea on Shabbos, he gives a very interesting idea. I don't know anyone who does this. You have to take tea bags, soak them beforehand in boiling water, throw out the tea scents, and then take the used tea bags and you can use them. That was his suggestion. That's not exactly the easiest way to make tea.
Not very good tea.
We're not judging.
I'm always judging, man.
Not me. I'm a very open-minded. I'm not closed-minded fundamentals like you are, Patty.
I see. Okay.
That's the type of guy I am.
Good to know.
So we start off by just a little review. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, number 1 and 2, are both written by the same author, and in both of them, he makes the comment that, in fact, we have to be concerned that basically anything is from the Kali Habishal. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, number 2, he says, Hosef ezeh din acher v'hatam desfilei l'dei ezeh d'yesh dvam shemesvashlim afilu b'kli sheni mibdei shem rakin v'ein, that there are certain things that are very soft, they will cook even in a kli sheni. And we don't know, we're not actually sure what they are. And therefore, Alkain Hosef Laas or Ritain Pasa Ofli Davi Rachich. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, even bread, you have to be careful not to put into the Kli Sheni. I feel the Kli Sheni. Who Adin Ladezu, Yeshla Hachmin, Nami Bashar Dvam, Sheshun, Number Kli Sheni. Basically nothing. He says, however, there's one thing you got to assume you can. What's that? Tavlin. Why? Remember, we did the original Mishnah. The original Mishnah says that I'm not allowed to spice food when it's in on the pot, but if I pour it to a second pot, I could spice it. So pouring the second pot is a kli sheni. Clearly, spices don't cook in a kli sheni. That is the point that he makes. So he says that at least, you know, shouldn't be a problem. But anything outside of spices, which are specifically listed in the Mishnah as something that you can put on a kli sheni, you've got a problem. Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasa turns around and he says, basically, he goes through the entire list of what you can't do because of this chumrah. Number 3, Mikheven Shiyeshna Ma'achom Mispashnam Gam B'Kli Sheni Ve'en Anachna B'Kiyim L'Dei L'Das Eru Heim Yesh Ha'afon Omesha Kol Dover Sheni Mavushal Yesh Mishum Isser Bishal Gam B'Nisinos B'Kli Sheni. Everything you can't put into a Kli Sheni. Ibam Na'atav Shel Shem B'Kli Sheni Hucham, as long as the kli sheni is warm. Lefichach, also retain beitza chaya, betav shelchan. I can't put an egg onto a hot dish, because that's potentially going to cook. Shevet salachas, v'hu adin b'asher l'koko ragil. Kafe tachun sheinu mevushal. As we call kafe shachor. He said, not dry roasted instant. That's been cooked already, you're allowed to do that. But a regular ground coffee you can't make on Shabbos. Ale tei, tea leaves, becholzer reshem. Anyway, you could go in the sudan besakid or bekapita, whether you have it in a tea bag or you have it separately. Devash, I can't put honey into my hot water. Vale minta, you can't put nana, etc. Kol eva ein la retitum bekoshe. So therefore, all of a sudden, we've gone from kli sheni einu mevashel to kli sheni always mevashel, pretty much.
Still true on the spices?
Oh, V'chein ein litein prach limon l'toch tei. You can't put lemon into your tea either, because you're potentially cooking the lemon. K'shehu b'kli sheni. Yotzim min akral hazeh, hein minim v'ashemen, hamayim v'ashemen v'hatavlim. Exceptions to this rule are water, oil, and spices. So those are the only exceptions to the rule. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in the footnote. He says that he's even more machmir. What spices are we talking about? He says, it can't be talking about spices really. Shehem bam lahatim hatav. Shil dekevin shehem dakim ma'od. Kol shegim misvashim. Since they're so thin, they get cooked very simply, very easily. Gam b'kli sheni. So therefore, he says, v'ayi in Shpira Shavas Melchus Bishel, where he says, v'achavon l'kin amon v'zang vil v'shemen. Exceptions are cinnamon, I guess sticks, which are bigger, and ginger. Also.
Meaning like
root.
The root. Okay.
Right? So overall, if you look at the standard poskim of nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shmirah Shabbos, they're all very machmir on this. We now turn to a good friend, the Chazon Ish. And much to your dad's surprise, once again, he's Mekel.
Must have had a bad day.
Yeah, your mother probably got to him that day. That's what my guess is. He is him. So he quotes B'Shulchan Aruch Mevuar B'Ruktes Hasmag V'Ator B'Ritein Pas B'Kli Sheni Sheyatz Lettuce Bo. So the Machlokes can put bread into a Kli Sheni. Das Hasmag D'Asur the Mevuar B'Gemara Echad Rishon the Melech Mevashel Af a Kli Sheni the Shamin and the Ein Kli Rishon Tanoi B'Ikum Aruch Sabishol. Rakshi came her Metzias Merov Advarim. The Smag says there's no difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. Just happens to be that Kli Rishons tend to be hotter. But sometimes a Kli Sheni can be ganz hot also. Right? So, Avol, Dover, Rach, Shenochas, Basho, Basho, Kli Sheni, Yesh, Bo, Mishum, Bishom, Afa Kli Sheni, Vagam, Hatur, Mode, Bikra, Dover, El, the Sriran, the Ain, Lano, Lachish, Bepas, Kim, the Watsin, the Gemara, El, the Melech, in Lachish, Dvar, Machirim. He said the Torah agrees in theory, but he says the list is much smaller. Unless the Gemara tells us to worry about it, I'm not worried. But I don't know, you Mahachmir, Kras, Mag. So the minhag is to be machmir because of the Mishnah Berurah b'shem Magen Avram the Yesh Hachmir Chol Dover Shein Hetera Mavur b'Gemara. The Yesh Hachmir that came to mind b'shem Mavur b'Gemara Shein Mizvash Mekli Sheni. So he's quoting here the list. The Mishnah Berurah says, with the exception of water, oil, and spices, which are listed in the Gemara, everything else you have to be machmir for.
Just those two spices, however.
Yeah, he just says spices. Okay, the Rishon Mazalman offer limit to that further. Etc. Next, new test. So the Chazon Ish says, this is the chumra people has, but you know what? He's kind of the opinion that if the Gemara wanted it to be Aser, he would have said so. This idea of expanding it, he's not that excited about it. So practically, what do we do in terms of a cup of tea? So everybody's been talking about a Kli Shlishi. So let's get to the Kli Shlishi. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has two tshuvas on the topic. The first one, he writes as follows. Al kafe. So he says that coffee beans, ground up coffee beans, and ground up cocoa, he thinks is a regular spice. He disagrees with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he thinks for sure that's not a problem.
That seems very radical.
Type of guy he is.
I'm saying.
Right, see?
Particularly the coffee. Because cocoa, at least, is processed some by the time you have got cocoa. But coffee, if you just, it's the bean and you're grinding it up.
Well, what are spices?
Well, I have a problem with the spices too.
But the Gemara says spices you can do. So this is a spice. What's the difference?
Coffee's not a spice.
Well, what is it?
It's a kind of a bean.
Okay, but
I don't know of any other spice. It's a bean.
Cocoa?
Yes, but again, it's ground up, and it's also
coffee's also ground up.
I understand.
Good.
So, all right. So I'll be consistent. I'll say both the cocoa and the coffee are beans. They're not spices.
Again, what are spices in general?
They're usually herbs that are
cinnamon.
Pardon me.
Cinnamon isn't an herb.
No.
Right.
It's kind of a.
It's
bark.
A bark.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And ginger.
Is a root.
Is it turmeric?
I don't know where that comes from.
I think that's something that gets ground up as well.
But what is it? Is it a bean? Is it a stalk?
It's a root. Ginger is a root.
Turmeric.
Turmeric.
Turmeric, saffron, there's a lot that aren't. I mean, you've got your parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, but, you know, but...
I'm talking beyond that.
But I'm saying that an awful lot of spices aren't just herbs. Yes, many herbs are spices.
Yes.
Again, the Kiaska Shiloh, because the kernel has seven herbs and spices, which make it sound like the different things.
So if we're calling coffee and we're calling ginger spices, then the question is, where does that stop? I mean, there are a lot of things you could call then spices, a lot.
Like? Give me an example.
Well, I don't know where the turmeric comes from, but let's say it comes from some kind of a root. I mean, all of those things are spices.
If I want to buy them in King Supers, what aisle do I go to?
Spice.
Right.
No, okay, so let's go back. There are other beans, you know, lentils. If you
get garlic powder.
Pardon me?
Garlic powder?
Yes.
Onion powder?
Yes. They're bulbs.
Pepper.
And once you grind them up, they even are more suspect to cooking.
Right, the idea being that for whatever reason, we're not concerned about spice. It could be that spices just don't get cooked, could be what we're saying. I mean, that there's no such thing as cooked, it just adds to something else. No one's going to eat cooked pepper. Cooked ground black pepper.
Yeah, well, they would eat. Cooked garlic. We do that, roasted garlic all the time.
Not cooked garlic powder.
No, roasted garlic.
Like all the bargain thing, right? You know. So there Moshe's makel here. But tomorrow, Moshe, Aruch HaShulchan, Shemachmi, B'Kli Sheni, V'Gam B'Kli Shlishi, G'dayto. Now he talks about another thing. He says, and even if you tell me there's a problem with the Kli Sheni, there's no problem with the Kli Shlishi. Why never said anything about a Kli Shlishi? V'Chein Moshe, V'Mishnah Brewer, She also G'am B'Kavi, So coffee, but klisheni matam tiyish the version of mispashim, but klisheni ha'tavu mafurishim mispashim. So he says, I don't know where the Mishnah Berurah gets off that it's a problem. It says the Gemara says any spice, I think it's a spice. I use it to flavor my water. There's an interesting machlokas which is a little related to this. What bracha do you make on a chocolate bar?
Chocolate bar.
A Hershey's bar. Why? Where does the cocoa come from?
From a tree.
The bean.
Should be Bori Priyates, you're
saying? Shlomo Zalman Aruch makes a Bori Priyates on a Hershey's bar.
Really? Interesting. You're not eating it in the product from the tree, it's right. Processed.
But that's the normal way to eat it. No one eats it off the tree like right. That. When it's the normal way, you eat it processed.
Black off the tree and eat it.
Right, okay, but if it's normal...
chocolate fruit that you eat.
Right.
Last summer, after we left Denver, we went to Boston. We went on a tour on the Taza Chocolate Factory. So in it, they showed us how they make the chocolate.
Right.
They started from the pods, and they took out the beans, and they roasted the beans.
And
but the assumption is, the bracha is how you eat it normally. What bracha you make on olive oil? You make a ha'etz, even though it's been processed, because that's a normal way to eat it. Because this is the normal way to eat chocolate. I don't know anyone who eats chocolate any other way. The shaila is, what is chocolate? Is chocolate? So again, chocolate bars made largely of cocoa and sugar. Is it flavored sugar? Or is it sweetened cocoa?
Sweetened cocoa.
If you tell me it's sweetened cocoa, then you should be making eights.
When you buy a bar of chocolate that says 70% cocoa, then it's flavored cocoa.
Right. So one could make an argument. When you buy one of those high-end 67%, right. You know, because the high-end, the flavonoids, etc. So I actually thought that you make a eights in it. I mentioned to Rav Shalta, he thought I was wrong.
He thinks what?
He thinks no. He thinks that's still, even though it's that's still
perfect. Okay, so what is it? What's the bracha he would use?
Chocolate, like every other chocolate bar. I'm sure my kid got up in the bracha spi and they said chocolate bar, and he said AIDS. The kid get bounced. That's for sure. Right?
That is interesting. I would have never said AIDS.
But there's a fair amount of logic. So to here, what is hot cocoa? Is it watered down cocoa, or is it flavored water?
It's neither of what you gave us. It's cocoa with sugar.
Again, I'm talking about a hot chocolate. I'm talking about.
Yeah. You don't just put cocoa in water and make cocoa from that.
Okay, so is that flavored water?
Or what's my other choice?
Or iskapachkid cocoa.
I don't know either.
Right. That's again. You don't think about these things. You just shoot it down.
Right.
You put a little mini marshmallows on top, and we're good to go. but that's the question. Moshe sees it as a tavlin. You're flavoring the water. That's what it is.
Hmm.
You could argue the other way, clearly. So says Bishlam of Ali Te Yeshur Neshav Kal Tavon. Okay, tea. Ali, he said, I'll accept that tea is not a spice. Dimro nit nu retaima el remare veino bechal tavon de shem asnisen v'shech is the puki behu ava kafe v'koko shehin tavon vade hereihim bechal tavon shem asnisen. Without a question, he says that's not a problem. No suffix. You can definitely make. You can definitely put your coffee in. You can definitely put your hot cocoa in. Against the Mishnah Brew and the Shmir Shabbos Kilosah.
Really, that's very
rough. He said, "Lamaisa tzarach put al mutter b'chri shlishi." But if you by tivri machmer in a chri sheni, it's mutter in a chri shlishi. That's a Moshe's statement, right? Tea gets its own tshuva a little later. Hine aliyate, ainu mevushon basiyosim. You don't cook tea leaves when you process them, right? They get dry rolled, whatever that means. They're just dried out with heat. So can I make tea in a kli shlishi? Yeah, you can do whatever you want in a kli shlishi. When you got a kli shlishi, you can cook, you can kill someone, you can drive a car. Once you got a kli shlishi, everything's okay according to emotion. Right? And therefore, kli shlishi is not a problem. So what do I do? So, done. So let's say I'm in a hotel. I'm in a hotel for Pesach. Right? And they say to me, it's Shabbos, Chol Moed. Would you like a cup of tea? So I say, yeah, I'd like a cup of tea. So what happens? The guy comes with the hot water, pours it into my cup. What do I do now with my tea bag?
Well, you should not have put it into the cup when he pours the water.
Why not?
Well, because
it's tzoveya.
Ain't tzviya ba'ochlin.
I'm sorry, he's coming with just a pitcher of hot water?
Yes. Now, where did he get that hot water from?
He got it from Agabe Ha'esh.
He got it from the urn, right?
From the urn, Agabe Ha'esh.
Right. So the urn went into his, so what is this thing he's walking on?
Klisheni.
Right. And he pours into my cup, it's a
Lish.
So at that point I can
put the tea in the.
I don't gotta make sheva brachas there with the cup.
No.
Right? Just dip it in. Right?
That's what I said. You shouldn't have your tea.
Well, what do you do if the leaves that he brings is directly off the fire? It's not the cliche.
Right.
That's the
but
actual samovar where they.
So he walks in with the samovar to your table, and then you know something's up.
I'm thinking like a teapot.
Yeah, a teapot.
Right. Again, if I go to the Fried house and Agi goes and pours me, so that's only a cliche in my cup.
Yes.
But if I'm in the hotel, it's a kli shlishi.
Yes.
Right? Right? So Moshe says, once you got into the kli shlishi, you just dip your tea bag in. There's no problem whatsoever.
Again, this is the problem I had earlier in the weeks when you were talking about temperatures.
Yes.
The issue is not that that's significantly cooler in
no.
the kli shlishi. So temperature has really nothing to do with it.
Correct. That's what those who said
so
last time.
I don't understand why you made such a big deal about the temperature.
Well, yeah. Well, the deal is that even logically it should make a difference. It doesn't.
No.
That was the point.
Very little.
So this is Ramosha. Ramosha says that once you get to a kli shlishi, you're okay. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with Ramosha. Right? People always assume this to be true. Might not be true, this idea. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, number 7, says Kevish is bar the whole davar shehad the chosa the zuhi gemar malachim havi bishul. Anything that if we're pouring on it makes it into is cooks it, right? As we said, tradition soup, right? How do you prepare? You just pour the hot water on it. That on havi bishul v'chay b'shal fiza ha'esef shakarin tea, the grass that we call tea. Shemarin aleihem chamin v'dovi yadua shebishurim kam, and you're going to pour in hot water, and everyone knows that's all what it takes to cook them. It's very easy to cook. I feel b'chisheni mismashim kamoshe einenu roos b'mara aleihem chamin shabbos. Look at it. You see, do it on Shabbos. They pour it. They put it into a chisheni. You get a very nice tea out of it. It's not a problem. V'li aydei chisheni chayev chatas. V'ravim nechshon b'zed b'tayin shol hevel. People say that it's already been cooked before I bought the tea bag. It's not true. They don't cook it before, they just dry it out. That's not cooking. Right. You're not buying used tea. You're right prepared. Right. Vigam Shivati Shesheka Dover Shain Ravashno Sabim Komo. Vish Osana de Krishani Vahishim Mara Mayim Khami Mea Kri Rishon Litzenis Vinosim Alav Te. Vacham Nosim Hamayim. So some people say, oh, we put the tea bag in first and then I pour on the water. Lahachinik, good word. Vahakar Shovchim Alay Machami Mekri Rishon Mimonashach. It's not helping you at all. It gets just as cooked. That's not going to fix anything. Not only that, even a kli shlishi would be bishul d'oraisa. You see the what?
I don't understand why.
He says, look, it cooks. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's point.
So he's back with the temperature.
If it cooks, it cooks.
Got it.
Now that's interesting. How does he know it cooks?
Because he sees the tea develop in the water.
If I put it in cold water, what would happen?
It'll sit there a lot.
And?
Very little tea gets made.
But how do you make sun tea?
That's in the sun.
Sorry?
But you're inside, it's Pesach, and you're in the dining room, and you're not taking your cup outside.
Here comes the sun. Do-do-do-do. So
what's the Aruch HaShulchan saying? Klish is no good?
Klish Rishi is no good, he says.
We need clear V now?
No.
Special kitchen
with
50
kilos,
make a cup of tea.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The kelim, make kelim shinim. So this assumption that everybody makes that the klish rishi is no problem, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with. And Moshe says the Aruch HaShulchan not. Thankfully, there are other shittas to the rescue. You look at the Sefer Nefesh Harav, so Shechter wrote with many of the Minhagim of Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik has a great kula. B'mishnah Nebrura Hevi Das Kama Min Harachronu LaHachmish Rolasos Te Afilu B'Klisheni. Rabbeinu Omar Bezeh Haloshen She'asaba Shlo Hei Medaktei B'Mitzvus V'Hei Meshtamis B'Sakyo Shaltei B'Klisheni Af. Who are you know?
Good for Chaim is good for me.
Right, he was an Orthodox Jew.
Exactly.
Right, and this, in fact, is the minhag of Rav Shechter. I remember so Rav Shechter's older two daughters are approximately my age. So I remember we used to talk when I was in the Shia. So they told me the following story: they went to Mechala. They were in Mechala, and they were sitting there, and the teacher was explaining on Shabbos when you make the tea sense for the. And they had no idea what they were talking about. Because the way their father makes tea, right.
Okay.
He says, the way their father makes tea is he takes a cup of water, he takes the, like he does it on Tuesday. So they couldn't figure out what they're going on in the class. So one says to the other, you know, it's like Bobby and Zadie do. I said, oh, now they understand.
That's funny.
So Rav Shechter follows Rav Soloveitchik, who follows Rav Chaim, that makes tea regularly. So, okay, that's nice, but why? So Rabbi Willer came out with a sefer on Bishul B'Shabbos, and Rav Shechter has notes in it, and in the notes he explains it. He says, regarding making tea on Shabbos, the Talmud says that even though Bishul cannot occur in a kli sheni. Kale habishul are an exception and can be cooked in a kli sheni. For this reason, the responsible didn't see him. That's right, that one should be stringent to not make tea with tea bags on Shabbos, even in a kli sheni, because of the concern that perhaps the tea leaves are also kale habishul. However, this view, to question perhaps everything is included in kale habishul, has not been generally accepted, since the Talmud has a very short list of kale habishul.
Yeah, well, it actually got to be a very long list.
Accordingly, one may make tea on Shabbat using a hot water urn, water of an urn. One should first place the water into a kli sheni, and only afterwards place a tea bag in the water. Well, we should be careful about squeezing out the tea bag because of concern malacha of shechita. There you have it.
What is it? What is the malacha? Squeezing. I'm sorry. Got it. Stop making fun of me.
Not making fun of them. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Generally, I make fun of you, but not now. Let's be clear. We're hoping that the Kolisha will save the Chayalim. And then so Rav Shechter is Mekel. So that's the idea. The whole development we had within the Chayalim and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, etc., and the Shmir Shabbos Kilcha said that everything in their grandmother is Kali Habishul. Rav Salvechik rejects it. He said, you know, there's a very small list. If you want to dump your Spanish mackerel into the water, you have to be careful. But for your tea bags...
According to Schefter,
yes.
Why can't we put the tea bag on the bottom first? If there is
no bishul, there's no bishul in the kli sheni. But if I put it in first, and then I pour it, that's iri kli rishon.
Iri
kli rishon might be a kli rishon. That's the reason. Okay, that's a good svar.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, this may be outside the... Why isn't then tea just considered a spice?
What? Why
is tea just not considered a spice in many ways?
Well, so again, they discussed why they... Earlier on, we mentioned that. We said that you know, Moshe Feinstein, who expands spices to cocoa and to coffee,
right.
So he understands that this isn't a spice because, again, it's interesting. The reason he says is because it really gives no taste. That seems to be his main reason. It colors the water nicely, but doesn't really taste like much.
He doesn't know how to make tea either.
Right, again, no. In due deference, Rebbetzin Feinstein probably didn't know how to make tea.
okay.
There's another approach to all this, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Willig, which I put here. I'll just do it outside quickly. Rabbi Willig talks about a case which we may or may not get around to this summer, and that is Bishul Bechama. You're allowed to cook using the sun. Right?
Are you asking a question or you're saying?
That's fact.
No, you are.
You are.
On Shabbos.
Yes. Again, so
you
if I
an egg outside, then
crack it on the sidewalk, mutter.
Yummy.
What?
Yummy on the sidewalk.
Yeah, life is good. So the question is why? Why should that be allowed? So the answer likely is because that's an abnormal way of cooking. People do not normally cook that way. So,
because you're not using ash, you're not mavir ash.
Right, again,
it's not a natural way. It comes from heaven, from God.
Now, of course, if we were to discuss this, we would discuss microwaves.
Yeah.
Microwaves is also very unlike anything that has to do with fire.
Microwave.
The issue is it abnormal or is it not fire?
It's not fire.
If you tell me that, great, again, so the sun probably is somewhat fire.
I would think.
But, you know, again, but it's abnormal. Right, so, you know, so that's the question what it is. So Rabbi Willig is of the opinion that with the definition of bishul is what's normal in bishul. And the reason why a cliche, a shlishi would be an issue is because that's not normal. Not normal. He says, however, when it comes to tea, it is normal. Why? Because of the case that I gave. Go to the hotel, right? It is normal to take the samovar, pour it into a
carafe.
And the waiter goes around the tables.
Yeah. Right. So that's normal. So Rabbi Willig says that since that's normal, it's a problem, but a kli revi would not be a problem. Right? He says, because it's a very different svara. So again, we have this machlokas. You have Rav Shechter being very mekel. He rejects this entire concept of kali abishal, based on the Rav, based on Rav Chaim. Then the other people are very machmir on this. And again, the idea of kli shlishi is a machlokas as well. I end off here with a song. I'm not going to sing it because of the 9 days. Obviously, the joy of me singing would be too much. But, you know, there's a fellow, Moshe Yes, who wrote such great songs as Minion Man and the Miser of the Town. I encourage you to look it up on Google. Wonderful songs. And he also wrote a song called "There Ain't No Bishul in a Kli Shri Shri," which goes, well, I know what can and cannot be because it don't take too much brains to see, to figure out what's possible and what's that possibility. A square peg don't go in a round hole, and you can't walk to rock and roll. One thing will always be is there ain't no bishul in a Kli Shri Shri. Ain't no bishul in a Kli Shri Shri. There ain't no bishul in a Kli Shri Shri. You can drive for all eternity. There ain't no bishul in a Kli Shri Shri. Well, a Kli Rishon, a Kli Shini, well, them's a different case, you see. So go tell everyone to be, there ain't no bishul in a Kli Shri Shri.
Very catchy.
The Aruch HaShulchan would disagree. All right. Leave off here. I think we're going to have Shir Sunday, yes.
Not Monday.
Tuesday, no. So we're on again Thursday.